I wrote a song called You Don't Know Me, I'm the Opening Act. And it was a total send-up of being an opening act. Every cliche in the book, the deli tray, the indignity of it all, not getting a sound check. And it was a joke. It was just me having fun with it.
That helped the audience clue in that you're aware of this awkward moment where they paid money to see somebody else play. But first, here's someone you've never heard of.
And if they only knew how miserable we all are there. The late Irving Waugh, I think the original producer of the CMA shows. The night that Irving was there, I sang You Don't Know Me, I'm the Opening Act. I'm just trying to make the audience laugh, you know. And the next thing I know, a couple of months later, I get this phone call saying, we want you to come sing that song at the CMA Awards. It's like, what? My first response was, there's no way I can because it's too dirty and racy, you know. And they go, well, you can edit it and you can clean it up. And I go, well, then it takes all the fun out of it. It's, you know, it's not funny anymore. They really said, no, you really should do this. And I was like, wow. And then the worst part about it was that I had to sing to a track. I felt like that was the epitome of sleaze for me. It was karaoke. It was just, blech, you know. But that was no negotiation there. That's the way it was. But I said yes, and I rewrote the song so it was cleaned up. And I just thought it lost all of its pizzazz. So there I was at the CMAs, and I'm about to walk out and do this thing. And I remember this so well. A fellow named Michael Campbell, who at the time was Ricky Van Shelton's personal manager. They're just about to push me out on the live broadcast. And Campbell comes up to me and he goes, that was a great career you had going there, Carpenter. And I was like, okay. I go out and I sing this little ditty to a track. And then the next thing I know, there's a standing ovation in the hall. I was like, what? I couldn't believe it. And the next day, I'm on the front page of the USA Today. And it was just, you're right, it just sort of opened a door that I didn't even know I was standing in front of the door. And then it opened.